Hare Krishna.
Well, maybe you didn't hear me, but I didn't hear you.
Can we all say it loudly?
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
This cultural program has been arranged for the glorification of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this short discourse is entitled, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is not the subject of our entertainment. This cultural program has been arranged. It may seem to be like an entertainment program, but actually it's meant for enlightenment. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he invites us to join with him in his ever pleasurable pastimes. We can join eternally with Krishna if we simply accept this eternal, transcendental fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that we are all His eternal servants, and we are eternally related with Him in a bondage of loving service. He is the Master, we are the servant. So what does this mean, Supreme Personality of Godhead? Srila Prabhupada, he used this term throughout his books. Those who are reading Srila Prabhupada's books must again and again come up across this term, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who's reading Prabhupada's books? Please raise your hand. I'll just be able to see in the dark. Not so many. Please read. Please read these books. We're reading so many nonsense things, so many newspapers, novels, stories, magazines. Better we read about Krishna and become purified. So Prabhupada uses this term, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Among Hindus, Krishna is generally thought of as one of the gods, one of the avatars of Vishnu. In the dictionary also, we find that Krishna, the name Krishna is listed as a Hindu god. But if we are actually to understand Krishna, then we have to understand Krishna from Shastra, from Vedic scripture. We cannot understand Krishna from watching TV Mahabharata series or Vishnu Purana series. We cannot understand Krishna by reading these cartoon books, Amar Chitra Katha. We cannot understand Krishna from any other means than the transcendental method of approaching Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, because Krishna is Adhokshaja, which means that Krishna cannot be perceived by the mundane senses. We cannot see Krishna with the mundane eyes. We cannot understand Krishna through mundane intelligence. However great a PhD, MSc or whatever we may be, our material intellect is wholly incapable of understanding Krishna. But we can understand Krishna if we humbly and sincerely try to understand him through the parampara system. Srila Prabhupada especially presented knowledge of Krishna by translating and arranging for the distribution of his Bhagavad Gita as it is. Actually, it's Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, and Srila Prabhupada, as the faithful servant of Krishna, presented knowledge of Krishna as he presents himself in Bhagavad Gita as it is. When I first saw Bhagavad Gita as it is, I was surprised at the title, because I'd seen other editions of Bhagavad Gita before, and I wondered why it was called Bhagavad Gita as it is. Just like if you go to purchase anything in the store, you see, for For instance, it will say apples, 3 for $1. And it won't say apples, real apples, genuine apples, guaranteed apples, just an apple. An apple is an apple is an apple, and you don't, everyone can see it's an apple, and you don't need to be convinced. Is it really an apple? It's an apple. Everyone can see and understand. So I was surprised why Prabhupada put Bhagavad Gita as it is. If it's Bhagavad Gita, it should be Bhagavad Gita. Then why is Prabhupada put this title Bhagavad Gita as it is? After reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, I could understand why Prabhupada put that title, because every edition of Bhagavad Gita I'd read before that was Bhagavad Gita as it is not. Is Bhagavad Gita not as Krishna presents, but as someone who has the audacity to consider themselves a better authority than Krishna, tries to re-explain what Krishna is explaining about himself. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Purusham paramam divyam means the supreme personality of Godhead. And Krishna establishes this throughout Bhagavad Gita, as Maharaj was quoting. Actually, Arjuna, after understanding Krishna's position, he described Krishna as Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. He described Krishna as the supreme transcendence, as the supreme abode, as the supreme pure person, as the Pavitram, as the supreme pure, as the original transcendental person, as the origin of all the gods, as unborn and as all powerful. And Lord Krishna himself repeatedly states, Aham sarvasya prabhava, from me everything is generated. Matas sarvam pravartate, everything comes from me. Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti, than me, Krishna says, there is nothing greater, nothing or no thing or no person is equal to me or greater than me. This means he is supreme. Aham adir hi devanam, I am the origin of all the gods. This is a great misunderstanding in what is called Hindu religion, that there are many gods and Krishna is one of them. But this is not the verdict of Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, if at all we are to accept Bhagavad Gita, then we have to present, as Srila Prabhupada has so kindly clarified in Bhagavad Gita as it is, to clarify from the misunderstandings which have been spread in society by so many persons who are actually envious of Krishna and who have presented translations of Bhagavad Gita to misrepresent Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavad Gita as it is means to understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Generally, there's a widespread misconception that the supreme is impersonal. The supreme is simply a force or a light or an unspoken, unspeakable power from which everything is manifest and from which we, if we are to become spiritually perfect, can merge into. However, this is not the conclusion of Shastra. This is not what we find in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna establishes that that light, the Brahma Jyoti, that or the supreme, ineffable, unspeakable principle in which everything rests, that also rests in Krishna, because Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavaha, everything comes from me. That includes this Brahma Jyoti, that includes also all the demigod forms, that includes everything, even the other Vishnu forms. Even among Vaishnavas, generally it is considered that Krishna is the original form is Vishnu, and Krishna is one of the avatars of Vishnu. But from Bhagavad Gita we understand that Krishna is the origin of everything, even the other Vishnu forms. So Krishna is Brahmano hi pratishtaham, he states that I am the origin, the basis of that Brahma Jyoti, of everything. So it is the duty of the jiva, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, to understand this simple point which Krishna establishes in Bhagavad Gita in various ways. The whole Bhagavad Gita is simply to establish to Arjuna and through Arjuna to everyone else who aspires to follow in the footsteps of Arjuna and achieve the perfection of life. Krishna establishes that he, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that surrender unto him, sarvadhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Surrendering to him, giving up all other paths, namely the paths of karma, jnana and yoga. Surrender to Krishna is the only auspicious path for the jiva. And although we may aspire to do so many things within this world, even pious aspirations, such as performing good activities and going to the heavenly planets, this is all antithetical to our actual self-interest, which is simply to understand that we are eternal spirit souls, part and parcels of Krishna and his eternal servants. And thus, we can never be happy by trying to identify ourselves or act in any other way than accepting our position of eternal subordination to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply to understand this point, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. This is self-realization. And non-understanding of this point, to think that I am Indian or American, I am a doctor, I am a street sweeper, or I am a man, I am a woman, I am a dog, I am a cat. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and even the dogs and cats identify themselves with the body as we do. But as we've seen from the drama so nicely presented of Jara Bharat, that we change from body to body to body. But the real purpose of life is to get free from this repeated cycle of birth and death, which simply entangles us in illusion and suffering. And to understand very clearly, not dogmatically, but by study of the Vedic literatures, particularly Bhagavad Gita as it is, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he who is vaguely referred to as God, is very distinctly, very clearly, without any doubt whatsoever, Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our supreme loving master, whose lotus feet are the shelter for all the jivas. So simply, we have to accept this and act in that relationship by following the process of bhakti yoga. And in this way, realize our relationship with Krishna and enter into eternal life of transcendental, blissful service of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his transcendental abode. So I request all of you who don't have this most important book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, in your home, to please collect an edition. They're available downstairs. Please don't think that, well, I already have Bhagavad Gita in my home, I don't need this. You do need this. If you don't have it in your home, you definitely need it. It's more important than your TV. It's more important than your fridge. It's more important than your microwave oven. It's more important than anything. We're not saying that you have to throw all those things out, although definitely if you throw out the TV, it would be very beneficial for you. Instead of watching all that nonsense, open Bhagavad Gita and read it and become enlightened, rather than filling our heads with all the nonsense that we subject ourselves to daily. Become enlightened by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, and understand our actual position of eternal servitorship to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So please collect that book. If you already have it, then you have to go to the next stage, which is reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever is described in Bhagavad Gita as it is, briefly is described very elaborately in Srimad Bhagavatam. This drama we just saw of Jarabharat, that is a concise depiction of the extensive transcendental knowledge that is described, the story of Jarabharat in Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are many such narrations which fully delineate how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are all given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So please collect these important books. Make your home perfect by having these books, studying these books, and following what is in these books. Following what is in these books, the most important thing is to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act in His service. We can act in His service by the very easy and blissful and transcendentally enlightening process of chanting the holy names of Krishna, that we shall do now in the Arati ceremony, which will bring this function to a conclusion. So I invite you to join with all of us in worshipping Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with His eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, in the Arati ceremony, which we shall celebrate by together chanting in Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you.